Yeah, she may have been a desperate housewife of Melbourne, and she likes to steal other people's boots, but she had some fun in the jungle, but she joins us right now. Petite Fleur! Morning, kid!
Hello, how are you? Did you say desperate?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I am desperate, that's for sure.
I meant the Real Housewives of Melbourne, of course.
Real Housewives.
I think that was a Freudian slip, wasn't it?
Real one. Probably the only real one, contrary to what people like to think.
Yes,
but,
indeed.
You know, I can't change opinions.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, I also figured being a housewife from Melbourne, desperate would almost go with it hand in glove.
Well, I've heard that many times before, so I'm used to it. That's why I said, you called me desperate.
That's very funny. Now, Petite Fleur, we can trust you to dish the dirt. Everyone's been so nice coming out of the jungle and not, you know, dishing the dirt on anybody. So what's your gat? What you got on Dipper? What you got on Grant? Was the fighting quite intense in there with those two? And also, did you manage to get a leg over with Ash?
Nah. No. All right, listen. Firstly, Dipper and Grant and everyone, really, they're all amazing. And it's boring. Yes, I know you want some goth, you want the dirt. But we were a fabulous, happy family. Too much, in fact. Never too much being nice. But anyway, we just loved each other and supported each other and leaned on each other. But I love the fact that Dipper and Grant had words, okay, because it was a rare occasion. And it went down. I took the front seat and I just watched and I just absolutely love watching those two go off. It was fun. Having said that, Grant, you know, he's such a sweetheart. He was very apologetic and Dipper, amazing champion. Like they're great guys. So that went down well. As far as a leg over, Ash never tried to get a leg over. I don't know what was going on in his head. But he might have been talking from both sides of his mouth because I don't know what he was thinking. But I don't think I said or did anything to give him any sort of
ideas.
Green light. Yeah. I just said to him, listen, this is very simply, if I went for it, would you? Right? Because that means I didn't go for it. I don't know how he thought differently when he talked to Grant. The reality is, my words were, if I did, would you have gone for it? And he said, yes. And then he went and told Grant a completely different story. The boy's thinking one way. I mean, the guy, he's lovely. Don't get me wrong. We all got along really well. But the boy's thinking only one way, like all boys do. Come on.
That's actually funny. So tell me, was your time in there this sort of everything you thought it would be? And is there anyone that you sort of really buddied up with?
Well, I mean, Pauline and I, absolutely, yes, 100%, best friends, friends for life. And just, look, we buddied up with, I mean, we were really good friends with everybody, but Pauline and I became very close and we've already talked a million times since we, finished filming. What was the other question? Gee, my brain's a lot.
No, just was it everything you thought it would be?
Yes. Okay, I actually thought they'll have makeup on the side and they'll have food that really nourished our body off camera.
Yeah, right.
Bad luck for me. I really did. I thought, at least I'll be able to, you know, have a flawless skin and look, you know, like not a native, but I was actually quite surprised that none of that happened. And there we were actually starving. And we actually had withdrawals.
Yeah, so their emotions were there.
Petite Fleur, you and I have something in common, actually. We both have a dislike for Colin Fasnage. Now, to this day, do you reckon he did, in fact, steal from you? I know you got his boots back. I know you enacted revenge, but he actually hit on my wife.
Did he?
Yeah, some years ago.
He's a dirty brute, isn't he?
He was a dirty brute. He was a dirty brute.
Is that why maybe that's why he jumped on my bed that last evening.
Yeah,
like, I would say you're very similar to my wife, actually. Yes,
really.
You look nothing alike. okay, well, I wanted to talk to you about the McDonald's sponsorship with I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here this year, because obviously when they're over in South Africa, there's no McDonald's being delivered. But this year, there's kind of been five like deliveries of McDonald's all up, I think.
We were spoiled.
I'm surprised they didn't change some of the burgers to be like a McOstrich anus or something like that.
Well, they tricked us, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They called. Remember, there was one time they said Australian Angus beef or something like that, and it was McDonald's. And for a moment, I was just trying to scream, thinking we're going to actually have steak for dinner.
Yeah, right.
No, not happening. It was the McDonald's. But, hey, we were just like we had never heard of McDonald's and never seen McDonald's. We were all screaming because it was like food with salt and taste and sugar and everything, you know.
Because Jade here was saying earlier that you guys have had it easier than any other season of The Celebrities.
Well, I mean, it's when you're starving, just a bit of McDonald's is like it's gone to your toenail.
Yeah.
Trust me, there is too much of loss in energy and food and hunger to think that McDonald's is going to do anything for you. So, no, I don't think so. We just got lucky. And, yes, we did it in Australia. So, you know, too bad that South Australia doesn't have McDonald's. I don't know. They might not.
South Australia, they don't have many things.
Internet.
Not South Australia, South Africa, I mean.
Well, Penny Flair, it's been an absolute treat having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us and all the best, hey?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Have a good day, guys.